Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our work session tonight at March 25th, 5:30 time. We'll go ahead and start with the roll call.
Lynn?
Here.
Here.
We'll turn it up so they can hear you better.
Here, where's here?
Okay. He's here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Russ?
Here.
Kate?
Here. Rondi's excused. All right, first item is a back truck rental rate discussion.
Jeff helped me figure these out. Well, Jeff figured these out for me on kind of the way some of the other companies used to figure their costs on their equipment. So our truck purchase was $400,000. We took our hours that we had the old truck and divided it out for the years we had it. We averaged 300 hours per year for 16.5 years, which came up to about $25,000 a year to own that truck. Divide that out by 300, it equals $83.33 for hours, what it would cost to run that truck. And then generally you double it for your maintenance, so we've got another $83.33. And for our labor plus overhead, at $80, $40 an hour for each guy. You send two guys with the truck, so it comes up to $246.66. And so without the labor for in-house cost, if we're using that truck, it's $166.66 an hour. And then if we're going to use it for other cities, we would charge, I just rounded it up to the $250 an hour.
How much the other cities use it? How many hours? Do we know how many hours they have?
Not very often. And then I kind of wanted to run past you guys. Me and the mayor, I'll let you run that. Kind of talk about what we talked about.
So me and Coulter kind of talked about emergencies. Emergencies to me is one different thing than a project. So like if we had called Ephraim here, probably a month ago, because our back truck was down and we just flooded the basement down here in Wasatch. They responded within 20 minutes. They were here for 25 minutes. I don't want this to be a thing that another city is flooding in an emergency and they got to get approval to get the $250 an hour. You know what I'm saying? I would sooner let our truck roll on emergencies. We'll deal with it afterwards. But if it's any project, you know, like if we used an example, like Spring City said they wanted to clean out some culvert or something. The project then is $250 an hour.
Well, we went over and cleaned out some culverts for Moroni, and to me that's $250 an hour work. Or if they want us to come pothole some of their lines to find
utilities of some sort, wires or something.
That's where we're jumping into the 250, but if they have a sewer backup, I hope we can support them the way the other cities have supported us, and we just go help them clear the blockage, and we don't bill them for that, because they have our back the same way.
We rolled at the Fountain Green, going to Fountain Green's flood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want this to be, how to say this, like we lose our relationship we have with our other cities over stupid, a little bit of dollar. But if they have a project, then they know that that's the $250 is the cost of that truck.
We went and did work for one of the irrigation companies in Spring City, and then we would bill them that $250 an hour.
Right.
And if you was to go just rent a truck from a rental company, it would probably average around $125 an hour, but that's without any labor costs. So this $250, I think it's spot on. I think that's pretty darn close.
Did he from charge us when we came here?
They did not charge us.
I asked them to, and they refused.
Okay.
They said buy us a box of donuts. Yeah. So, you know, again, that's, I personally would like to keep that working relationship with cities and emergencies.
I agree.
I absolutely we just agree. Respond.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now we got to work together, same way we do with our departments and other areas too.
Right. Yeah. And then in-house projects, so like, I don't know, like we're installing the new bathroom at the cemetery, we'll be working on the park project. Just for tracking purposes, I think we need to capture that.
That's where we capture that 166.
The 166, yeah. Just to cap them, then we know for future, but would it be cheaper for us to hire this project out versus use it in-house? Because that's what it's costing us in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, we used it quite a bit when we done the new light poles out here on State Street. The contractor rented it back from us for a discount price, or for cheaper than he could have got it up north. So again, it's like, to prove Kate's point there, it's like, again, are we tracking that we saved money by using our own back truck at a discount price from what the contractor would have, you know, to prove that we're saving ourselves some money.
Then on the other hand, if you're using it for projects that have got federal money in it, track that so that we can use it for in-kind part of the payment.
Would that even be in-kind? I mean, we can show that that's just straight.
The in-kind would have to be $250 an hour because we'd have to include our man on that type of a project.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then we'll get this done up and then what we charge other cities. You guys are okay with that.
I guess how that going to work if they call us to see if we can't, like, just going to email to all the cities now or just wait till they ask? I guess how do we do that?
I'll just do up an invoice and send it, have Natalie send it.
So usually the cities call us ahead of time saying, hey, is there a chance of we're doing this project? Could you bring your back truck over and find like utility lines or something for us? And so Coulter can say, on a project like that, it's $250 an hour before we even move the truck. Or they know it up front.
Yeah.
We still do old Spring City 10 hours of a back truck, I think it is.
Yeah.
So. Any other questions, concerns?
Have you got a truck yet?
No, it'll probably go first. So, soon.
Do you guys want to just stay there for the dog park?
Sure.
Discussion?
You take charge or mine?
I'll let you.
Okay, so we've been talking back and forth to the office about the dog problem at the park. And with our trust thing that we got to fix up, the things that were written up, we have to do some signage. And before we did the signs, we wanted to kind of run it by and see if the city was interested in doing a dog park, because right now we have a no dog rule at the park, but nobody's following that. And so we kind of looked at a couple of properties, think it might be a good idea for the city to give them an alternate instead of just saying, hey, you can't bring your dogs to the park. Cemetery is leashed only, so we thought a dog park might be a good idea to curb some of the...
I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know if you've been out of the park, but if you walk around...
Well, I think that's all that has to happen. Of course, if we got an ordinance against them, maybe a ticket or two, and the word gets out, they won't bring their dogs.
We ought to have an alternative place for it.
So I got one for mine. It's called Lane. I'm just worried about the money. You know, spending the money on a dog park.
So the piece of property we're looking at is the piece right above the hydro. We have just over a half acre right there that the city owns. And so we'd just like to look into it. If you guys are okay with it, get some pricing on what does it cost us to fence it off.
Over here.
Yeah, on Second North and Fourth West.
It's kind of a triangle.
We're not going to put a lot of money into it, just going to use that. That's my only concern. How many dogs, how many people walk their dogs and actually put a lot of money into it? That's,
yeah.
There's a lot.
Don't sit out there in the park and there's dogs that are constantly.
It's amazing how many dogs that are on the trail.
Yeah. a lot of them were good to clean up after, but there's a lot of them.
So what we was just thinking is that would take the liability off of, if you got little kids playing in the park and one of them dog, we have an incident out there, why don't we put in a little dog park over here and say, instead of bringing your dog to the park, could you please take it to the dog park?
Well, that's fine that way. I just...
I'm kind of looking into it.
Yeah,
see what I
think. And I don't think it would take, I mean, you might want to put a fence around it.
You'd have to put a fence around it.
Other than that, I don't think you'd want to plant grass. Just,
I've done some research just looking at some dog parks, and they definitely recommend fencing and doing two separate parks for small dogs and bigger dogs, like 0 to 30 pounds and then 30 pounds up. So the smaller dogs would actually have a smaller park. And then they actually suggest that you have like an entryway where they the dogs can greet, sniff each other, and kind of get used to each other so you don't have the dog attacks and stuff. So it's very interesting reading for sure. And they have all kinds of dog play equipment and stuff, and obviously that's something that can be done down the road. Because
that was my only concern with the money-wise.
Right.
The amount of dogs.
I don't think it would hurt us to look into it.
Yeah.
Because we'd have to look at the cost of fence, we'd have to look at the cost of what we'd have to do.
We kind of want to just get it drawn up and then kind of get a proposal on what it would cost us to honestly put one in and bring it back.
Yeah, if you guys would appreciate that. And then as far as the park goes out there, I think there need to be maybe, the ordinance need to be enforced with a ticket.
And so we're good to go ahead and make
our two or three tickets and people would catch on and say.
So right now, they're just putting signs out there say pick up after your dog, right?
There's nothing out of it.
Well, but is that what you're saying?
We're getting some, aren't we?
Well, that's the signs. And what brought this up was Coulter told me I needed to get some
bags,
the stations for them to dispose of their dog do and have the bags and stuff there.
Yeah.
But I thought we had the policy of not having dogs there, so we just wanted to know, do we forbid it, or do we get the dog bags until we make a decision?
Well, if we got to buy the dog bag dispensers, let's put them up at the new one if we're going to do it, or it's feasible, rather than having them. If you put the dog bag pickups and things out there, it encourages people to bring their dogs out there, because now you're saying it's okay.
A lot of cities have dog parks, so.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, in the city.
Do you know our ordinance, Chief?
That's what I was just looking up. So we do not currently have an ordinance that I can find for dogs not being in the park. We do have an ordinance that does not allow them in the cemetery, but not ones to the park. The park would reform to animals at large, meaning if they were on leash. So if they're running loose in the park, and they're an animal at large, but I can't find an ordinance that says they're not allowed in the park.
Okay. Maybe we need to.
So maybe we need to get the dog accessories for out there as well for now. And we can always
it's a problem. I mean, we don't want kids stepping in that crap out there.
We ought to get it so they're on the leashes too, because I know there's a lot of them just run wild.
So the leash law is in place right now. They do have to be on a leash.
At the park.
At the park.
Which then help protect us from kid getting bit or getting something that way, probably.
Okay, well, that'd be easier to enforce then if they're going to be on a leash, for sure.
So is that on any public property they're supposed to be leashed?
Yep. Anywhere off their property.
Okay. Yeah, that would help out a lot.
Well, we know what to put on our signs
in. Yeah, so I guess what are you going to put on the sign? Are we going to put a leash sign up and a pick up after your dog sign? Or what sign are we
putting? Put it all together. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll work on what this would cost. If you guys have any ideas.
And we might look at some grant money for...
I don't know what the fencing would cost, but dog equipment's like around $10,000 for a set. Would be like four different things in each part, so you're looking at $20,000 for just the play equipment for the dogs. If you wanted it. You do it, not necessarily have to have it, but
down there and use it.
And maybe could we put a poll out on the city website to ask what the residents want a dog park? I don't know if that's an idea.
That's all. That's more of a concern, cost and use.
I have a lot of time spent in that kind of money when our roads are so crappy too. Kind of back to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, would they be able to get to the dump?
Absolutely. Maybe we pay that road first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you. We tried to fix the problem at the park and then go from there.
There we go.
It's small, but power
company. Most of the city is, I think.
The Veterans Memorial Location Discussion? Who's that? Who's talking about the Veterans Memorial?
Okay, I talked to Bull about this, and I've had a lot of people hit me up about it, but Bull says we can't. We won't get the money if it's not on Main Street. Because I wanted to see, and I had a lot of people ask me about putting the memorial out, like right where the marquee is.
Wagonwheel.
Yeah, you're out to Wagonwheel. Clean that whole area up, in that area. And which makes sense to me, because it's out by the cemetery, and it's out where everybody can see it. I'm worried a lot of people, like especially like from the concerns of some of the citizens, they won't be able to see it right there next to the rec center. Or they might not know exactly what it is or what's going on there. But I think the marquee would be an ideal place. But again, if we don't have the money, and then I guess by the rec center is where we.
I thought it had just be on Highway 90.
According to Mon, I wish Mon was here. He told me that we couldn't put it out there because of the money. Utah Heritage money and whatnot.
Prayers
not
on Main
Street either.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be.
It'd be on State Street. That's what
it's on State Street, yeah.
Yeah.
We met as a committee. We felt like more people would probably see it there than probably anywhere. Right there by the Armory. Coming down State Street, coming up from Moroni, it's right there. It'll be plenty visible when it's done. But that's what
we're doing. Well, then another concern we brought up, so what? We're working on. Talked about the district, it's a school district, and we discussed that. So what if something happens to the armory? Like what if, you know, if we do something with the school district?
Well, the American Legion, we talked about that too. They talked about putting the VFW office in there, the American Legion office in there, and just tied it right in with the memorial. So that's been discussed too, use it for that one.
All right, I just wanted to put it out there.
I think that would be a great location. All the people going to high school, cemetery, park.
Have it right out there next to the cemetery.
I think that'd be a great place.
I have to talk tomorrow, see where the money is. I mean, we're talking $60,000.
Yeah. That's what he's getting from the.
That's what he's getting from Utah Heritage.
Utah Heritage grant, $60,000.
Yeah, from the CRDA. I don't know exactly where. $30,000. Between the three of them, we've got a little over $90,000 right now.
Yeah.